It's been 4 years since the Taliban regained control of Afghanistan, with countless human rights violations plaguing the country since then, especially among the female population. This is an issue that is of the utmost importance for UFV's Community Health and Social Innovation, CHASI, hub, which has been outspoken in its support for Afghan women for years. One of the ways the group expresses its support is by organizing the annual walkout event, which is entering its third year. Taking place on Thursday, August 14, this demonstration is organized alongside Sustainable UFV and invites participants to join in the outdoor movement from noon to 12:30 p.m. at the Abbotsford campus between Buildings A and B. Since the withdrawal of American troops in 2021, the Taliban has been the governing body of Afghanistan, with a series of oppressive laws being implemented within the last few years, further increasing the hardships faced by the female population of the country. According to UNICEF, the percentage of girls in Afghanistan who were married or entered a union before they turned 15 years old was 9.6% in 2023, which is an increase from the previous count of 8.1% in 2018 but far less than the recorded peak of 18.1% in 2003. Education is also one of the forefront concerns, with UN Women explaining that 77.6% of Afghan women between the ages of 18 and 29 were not in education, employment, or training in 2024. The numbers don't get any better for adolescents, with only 11.8% of women under the age of 18 having completed secondary education or higher in 2024. When a regime bans girls from education, bars women from healthcare jobs, and blocks their access to treatment, it's not just oppression, it's a slow, deliberate death sentence, CHASI explained.